Father, we bless you this day. We exalt your name, for you are God. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We exalt you. Lord, we bless you. We honor you, O Lord. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, O Lord, for you are God, and you are God forevermore. We bless your name for your mercy, for your kindness. Lord, we worship you. You are good unto us. Thank you, Father, for your mercy that cannot be compared, for your love that is everlasting. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Father. We honor your name. You are worthy to be praised. And Father, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day, that your goodness will be upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 3rd of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon you. Thank him for his good, his kind. Thank him for his grace is upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the standard of the Lord over this day. I declare that the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak over you this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the grace of God is released upon me. I declare that my day manifests the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I embrace the supernatural manifestations of God's favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive favor in hard places. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today, I rise above the storms of life. I rise above the storms of this day. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord becomes my identity. The favor of the Lord replace my labor. In the name of Jesus, today I press into divine favor. In the name of Jesus, I claim my provision this day. I claim the pleasant surprises that the Lord has for me today. In the name of Jesus, oh, I call forth angelic activities on my behalf, angelic assistance all around me today. For he has said in his word that he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I command anything that the Lord has not planted that want to bring up itself in my day, I uproot you today. You are rooted out. In the name of Jesus, today I receive fresh anointing, fresh unction from the presence of the Lord. The Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Oh, surely the goodness and the favor of the Lord is my portion. Oh, the Lord set my feet upon my high places and I walk upon them. This week, you are a week of the manifestation of the favor of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus, this week, I walk in new levels of grace and favor. In the name of Jesus, favor becomes my influence this week. In the name of Jesus, I reject every evil word spoken into this day, every evil word spoken into this week. I reject you, I cancel you. You will not manifest in my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the words of the Lord becomes a command over my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, this week, this day, I walk in the finished work of Christ. I enjoy the pleasure of my King. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I rise above every trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, as I walk through this week, as I walk through this day, I will not fall into the trap of the wicked. I will not fall into the trap of the enemy. For the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, this week, I walk in the light of his word. I embrace his word and I walk in the light of his word. In the name of Jesus, I claim sudden miracles and unexpected breakthrough, unexpected favors. In the name of Jesus, for the blessings of the Lord manifest upon my day. The blessings of the Lord manifest upon my week. In the name of Jesus, for by God, I leap over every evil wall. I leap over the wall of limitation. In the name of Jesus, for by God, God, I break through onto the side of favor in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I walk in favor in the name of Jesus. Today, this week, I walk in favor that cannot be explained in the name of Jesus. Favor that will compel the blessings of men in my portion in the name of Jesus. Favor that will compel the treasures of men to be opened unto me in the name of Jesus. I walk in that favor that cannot be explained because it is supernatural. In the name of Jesus. Oh, this day, this week, the mercy of the Lord speak over my life. The mercy of the Lord becomes my identity. In the name of Jesus. This week, I speak divine solution into every impossible situation that will come this week. In the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon my portion. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to welcome you into the first week of the new month. And like we do, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go into the new week. But before we do that, let me quickly make this announcement. By the grace of God, you know, we have been saying it that this month of August is going to be a special one. By the grace of God, on the 13th of August, we are going to have our prayer launch on the 13th of August, which is the second Thursday of the month. By the grace of God, by the 13th of August, our prayer launch. On the 28th of August, we are going to be having our time of refreshing, which is going to stand our celebration for our week of anniversary as well. It's going to be on the 20th of August and on the 23rd of August. So it means it's going to be 20 and 23rd of August by the grace of God. The theme of the program is sharpening the hedge. The Lord bless you as you keep this in mind in the name of Jesus. The venue for the program is at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, behind Tafo Arena at Jokodo Junction, Sango Eleele Road in Ibadan. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Our anchor scripture for the month of August is from the book of Psalm 18. I told you, please read the whole of Psalm 18 for the first verse to the last verse. But we choose verse 2 as our anchor scripture for the month of August. Like I said on Saturday, that let this word be a watchword for you this month of August. Let it be in your mouth at all time. Psalm 18 verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. This is the word of the Lord for you for this month of August. The Lord is my rock. Lord is your rock. The Lord is your fortress, your deliverer, your God, your strength, in whom you should trust, because the Lord is your shield, is the horn of your salvation, and is your stronghold. So I want to welcome you into the first working week of the new month of August. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this week. This week, the Lord stand for you as a rock and as your fortress. A rock that stands to crush anyone that arises against you. A fortress for you to run into, to hide in and be saved. The Lord fight for you, defend you and protect you in the name of Jesus. The Lord set your feet upon the rock and establish you in him forever. In the name of Jesus. No weapon that is put together to stand against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. I enforce the victory that Jesus has purchased by his blood on the cross upon your life. In the name of Jesus. You begin to walk in the finished work of Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord stands ready over your life in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I cancel every lie of the wicked that contradicts God's word over your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus lives in you and walks through you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I silence every whisper, every negative whisper, every evil imagination that wants to exalt itself against the word of God, against the knowledge of God in your life, I cancel them. Every whisper of death, whisper of failure, whisper of suicide in the name of Jesus. You are silenced forever in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of joy. I speak the word of grace. I speak the word of faith. I speak the word of hope into your heart in the name of Jesus. Whisper of sickness is silenced forever in the name of Jesus. Every words that have been put together to stand against your life, such word is canceled. They will not stand, for they are not from the mouth of the Lord. It will not stand. For the word of God says, who is he that speaks? And it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it. The word of men, the word of the wicked will not stand over your life, because it is not from the mouth of the Lord. It will not stand over your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. The Lord strengthen you beyond the strength of 1,000 men. For by God, you leap over the wall. You leap over the wall of limitation. By God, you leap over the wall of limitation. By God, you have breakthrough. For by God, you break through limitation. By God, you break through delay. By God, you rule over the law of life and time in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord becomes your description. The mercy of the Lord becomes your identity in the name of Jesus. In the day of trouble, the Lord shield you and hide you in his pavilion. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life today, you have access to his unlimited supply of provision according to the riches of his glory by our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. The Lord establish you in a large place. You are no longer restricted. You are no longer limited, because you are loved by the King of Kings and you eat at the table of his pleasure forevermore. I therefore declare, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord be gracious unto you, the Lord make his face shine upon you, the Lord be gracious unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, the Lord favor you, and the Lord give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Amen. It is done in Jesus' name. As you go this week, beloved, put your trust in the Lord, for the Lord God is with you. Remember that the Lord is your rock, is your fortress, and your deliverer. He is your God, your strength. In him you will trust. He is your shield and the horn of your salvation and your stronghold. Rely on God today, and the Lord bless the works of your hand. As you go today, you will not labor in foolishness. You will not labor in vain. But the favor of the Lord comes upon your life. Favor that you have not experienced before is your portion. Favor that defies the policies of men, you experience today in the name of Jesus. Favor that gives you room even in hard places is upon your life in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Let us prepare ourselves for his coming. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and have a blessed week.